This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but like in a fun way. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' toys are going off, and somehow everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep Duracell stocked. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance you can trust. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in stores at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Back to Delphi. Judge Gull still on the case. Baldwin and Rossi are back on the case as well. However, the speedy trial request, well, that's not going to happen, according to the Indiana Supreme Court. But like I said, Baldwin and Rossi are back. Judge Gull is going to stay. One out of the three motions, I guess, ain't bad. That was one out of three, so it's not quite the meatloaf song. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Probably not surprised by what went down and what was granted, but here we go again. We got Baldwin and Rossi back, and Judge Gull pretty much immediately back at it, saying that Frank's hearing that we were like about to literally have, like people are here for it, and then I'm going to dismiss all of you. We're not going to do that anymore because I didn't want to have it in the first place. That's why I got rid of you. Didn't say that, but yeah. So are you surprised? Because this just seems like we continue to go and we're not de-escalating the insanity here. It just keeps going up with Judge Gull.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised by the way it went down. I thought that they'd get back on. I thought that they would keep her on. And I thought that the 70-day trial date was of no import to the Supreme Court because they can still file their speedy demand. Mm-hmm. They have the ability to do that themselves. So the court didn't really need to address it. In terms of what she decided to do, two business days after the Supreme Court basically said, and without there being an opinion yet, mm-hmm. like that's the one thing that we need people to understand is that they put that order out in unbelievably fast, fashion in terms of it came out the same day that the hearing took place, reinstating those two guys. And, they said, but our opinion's coming. And that mm-hmm. opinion is very important because it's going to give all of us, and more importantly, the attorneys on the case, the understanding of what their rationale was with respect to why they made the decision, because there was at least one judge that dissented. It could have been a 3-2 count. It could have been a 4-1 count. We don't know. My wife tends to believe, and I agree with her, that the most likely reason for the dissent was the fact that they had not necessarily argued with what we thought that they should have, Allison and I, which was that they had entered their pro bono appearance, that they were no longer appointed counsel, but that they were in fact counsel of choice by way of them entering that appearance. And they didn't really include that in their petition. Mm-hmm. So it was left with the fact that okay, continuity of counsel. They were appointed attorneys. We think that, you know, Gull just didn't follow due process. It wasn't done properly. There should have been a hearing. And that, you know, the bottom line is that one of the judges may have taken exception with the fact that they should be reappointed as, you know, so they're getting paid by the county as opposed to, you know, they should be on as pro bono where they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
Because that was the part of that structural error argument. If that was taken at its face, would have existed if, in fact, the court would have looked at it and said, okay, well, we do consider them to have entered their private appearance as private counsel, which then takes it out of that whole you've been appointed thing, because the case law there is not as strong. It's very murky with respect to whether or not Gull can just remove them. You know, once it becomes, hey, we're entering our appearance pro bono, we've given you the evidence that Richard Allen wants us as his attorneys, it changes the completely the analysis in terms of the Supreme Court because of that Gonzalez case. And it basically says, look, this is private counsel. She can't remove them. If it is, it's structural error, which means you're going to have to retry the case automatically. So she tends to think that's probably the reason. And I think that probably is the reason for the dissent. There was probably a judge there saying, no, you know, they should have brought that, you know, because that's what the record shows happened and they're just trying to get paid on it. And I don't think that under the law, that's an available option for them. Cause I think that they were appointed counsel and you know, I'm not buying the continuity argument. So it shocked me that she decided to do what she did. Like I said, two business days after the order came down without the opinion being out there. And, you know, the Supreme Court very clearly stating that this record that you've created, Judge Gull, sucks. You know, like we have no record. There is like this record is devoid of any substance, and for her to do it again.
Yeah.
Because when she goes ahead and denies not just the Franks hearing, but the motion to suppress, as well as the motion to eliminate for the ballistics, she denied all three of them in a summary fashion, giving no real rationale as to why, citing no case law at all. You know, in a summary opinion on three major motions, like all she's doing is doing the exact same thing that the Supreme Court literally just admonished her for doing during the entirety of the case. It was like, it was incredibly befuddling to me.
I think why she did it,
she knows they're going to re-up their motion to recuse her. And I think she was trying to beat them, because once that happens, once they file the motion for her to be removed or recusal, she has no ability to rule on substantive motions until that's dealt with. So I think she was trying to beat them to the punch because she anticipated that thing coming down any day. And she's like, well, before you do, I'm going to deny all your motions. But there's like, to me, there's still the argument that Rosie had filed one. He had already filed a recusal motion the same day that he had filed his verification that he was still Richard Allen's counsel, which was after the 19th and before the 31st. So it happened in between. So like, it's a real gray area as to whether or not Rosie had actually withdrawn. He had made representations that he was going to, which, you know, I guess you could argue both sides of it. You know, is that enough to consider him to be withdrawn? If you're looking at the statute in Indiana, no, it's not even close. I mean, it requires that the defendant be given, you know, notice in writing, you know, and that like there's a whole process for it. It's not just like, okay, I'm withdrawing, you know, and the defendant was never, ever present on the 19th in front of the judge on the record where she's admonishing him saying, look, you now don't have attorneys. I'm going to appoint new attorneys for you. You know what I mean? So that didn't happen. So, you know, but there is a valid argument, which would basically mean if Rosie's first recusal motion was found to be valid in terms of she would have been foreclosed from making those rulings anyway, which wouldn't stop her from down the road just making the same rulings again, you know, because the way it's going to go in Indiana, and I had the discussions with a lot of Indiana attorneys when I was at the hearing, is that she's going to sit on her own recusal hearing. You know what I mean? It's not going to be an independent judge. It's going to be her deciding whether or not she's biased.
Isn't that just a prime example of a major error in our system, if that's how that works?
I mean, dude, don't get me started. I don't know. I was sitting there. I was like, really? Really? I was talking. I had like three or four Indiana attorneys with me. And I'm like, you're kidding me, right? I'm like, I could see on a conflict. Like, cause they do the same thing here in Illinois. Like, you know, a judge will handle their own recusal if it's an issue of a conflict or a potential conflict. Cause they'll typically say yeah or no.
And do the right thing.
I have a conflict. Yeah. But when it comes to bias, how are you having the judge who you're accusing of being biased ruling on their own? You think they're going to admit, yeah, I'm biased. They're not going to do that ever. I can't imagine a scenario in which, like, I keep hoping that when they file it, she's just going to say, you know what? Like, with my new appointment as chief judge.
I mean, enough is enough. I mean, she seems to have ambitions to go to the Supreme Court. Am I missing some of the tea leaves here? Is there some part of this by acting this way that's going to help her get there? That's just a selfish way of acting? Or is this just 100% ego?
I can't think that anything that she's doing now is helping her bid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to get to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everything that she continues to do in this has to be seen as a detriment to her bid to move up to the high court.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just don't know how she's thinking that she's helping herself with these kind of things that she's doing. It's bizarre, man.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could crawl into her brain and figure out what she's thinking, or like, is she taking advice from somebody who's given her really bad advice? Like, I just don't know, you know, because it's like, there's no part of me that thinks that she's in cahoots with McClelland. I mean, it's not even her county.
Yeah.
She doesn't know Nick McClelland from a hole in the ground. You know what I mean? This is all her independently handling these issues. But man, she's making the wrong choice, like left and right in the terms of how she's handling this case. And to me, when she did that, just like basically spitting in the face of the Supreme Court saying, your record is a shambles. And then just doing it again, like doubling and tripling and quadrupling down by denying three really big motions, you know, which look, if they're litigated, she may have found all of them to be denied.
But at least hear
the fact that she didn't think there was enough, but at least hear them, make a record, you know, let the attorneys argue it. Let there be some case law cited. Let the proper standard be applied. Like, she applied the wrong standard in terms of her denial on the Franks.
Yeah.
Like, flat out, you know, which just goes to show that she's, you know, she's flying from the hip, man.
Yeah.
And it's reckless. Yeah. Too big of a case with too many eyes on it. So I don't know.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.